It's time now for a complete wrap-up of high school football action with the New Balance Knoxville post-game show. New Balance Knoxville. For premium cushion in every step, head to New Balance Knoxville.
All right, welcome into the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. I am Eric Kane, joined by Sam Foreman, as I am just every single week here from the Budweiser Studios of Cumulus Knoxville. This is, again, the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. New Balance Knoxville, for premier cushion in every step, head on over to New Balance Knoxville. Week 5 scores just about to go official. A couple games still going on that are in action, but nearing the end. We have South Dual still in action over Sevier County, but a big lead there. Campbell County, a big lead over Gibbs, but that game's about to run final. Fulton, a monster lead over Carnes. That game's about to go final as well. Those are some scores here in the Knoxville area that are about to go final. And a game that is really coming down to the wire. We're going to get the finals here in just a second, but a game that is coming down to the wire and lining up to kick a potential game-winning field goal as we speak is Heritage. Heritage trailed 21-0 to Cleveland in the first quarter, but it is all tied up at 28 all. And again, Heritage is lining up to try to attempt a game-winning field goal. But Sam Foreman, week 5 has nearly come and gone. And as I said, week 1, I'll say it again here, week 5, thankful to be doing this on a Friday night.
Yeah, thankful to be spending another Friday night with you and the rest of our in-studio gang here at, as Brian Rice, filling in for Vince Ferrara, would say, at a Cumulus Knoxville World Headquarters with our 3 broadcasts. And I'm just going to say something amazing happened looking at your face.
So hey, I was setting that up there. So I was saying Heritage was lining up to kick a potential game-winning field goal. I'm not really sure where the ball was spotted. Looks to be at the 25. So that would have been, what is that, 17 yards? So that would have been 37-yard field goal. Nonetheless, that's not a gimme in high school football. They faked it. Holder rolled out, but I mean, it didn't fool Cleveland at all. Cleveland, great pursuit, and the holder just chucked it up in the air. It was incomplete. Now it looks like Cleveland is going to take the snap and take a knee. It looks like this game is heading into OT. Look at my rhymes. 28-28, Cleveland Heritage. That game is heading to overtime. This is a really good fun game that you can watch if you're at home right now, streaming us at the WNML app worldwide, powered by Big Kahuna Wings. Listen to us on the web, 991thesportsanimal.com. If you're at home, check on over to diamondclearmedia.com. That game is awesome right now, heading into overtime. But nonetheless, we're going to get into the finals. We had a full dockets on the horizon here tonight. Going to check in with the winning head coach of Rivalry Thursday last night. That would be Mr. Lamar Brown of West High School, a 22-7 winner over Oak Ridge. Get his comments. We'll play those as we do each and every week. Later in the program, going to hear from both coaches, Central's Nick Craney, Pal's Matt Lowe, their thoughts on the big bout tomorrow night, 7:30. Undefeated Panthers heading on over to Broadway to take on the undefeated Bobcats at 7:30. We'll carry that game right here on the Sports Animal. Pre-game coverage will start about 15 minutes prior to kickoff. John Wilkerson, Joel Silverberg, Vince Ferrara planning to all be there. And that game will also be televised on MyVLT. Mark Packer and your boy Eric Kane will have that call. Talking in third person, it's a little weird. And scores throughout the night. All right, so with that being said, let's get into it right here on our Cumulus Knoxville Airwaves. KOC Game of the Week, as you've been listening all night long. It was Farragut on an emotional night, a 45-14 winner over Morristown West. Sam, no way Farragut was going to lose this game. And again, like I said on a prior update on News Talk, that's no disrespect to Morristown West. Morristown West, after missing the first 2 weeks of the season, really playing some good football, but you have a community, you have a fan base rallying around Coach Eddie Courtney, who just missed his second game in, since, what, 1981. It was just notified to us, to the public this week, that 6 weeks ago, Coach Courtney was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he had surgery earlier this week, having to miss tonight's ball game. Thoughts and prayers to the Courtney family. Obviously, he's a fighter. He'll be back soon. But no way the Admirals were going to lose that game tonight, and they won in a big way.
Yeah, you just found that one hard to believe from the beginning, and we knew we'd see something special out of the Admirals tonight. I mean, when you talk about Coach Courtney, not only is he one of the most respected coaches and educators in East Tennessee, but one of the most respected individuals in Knoxville. He just no one I know who's ever talked to him has walked away with anything but nice things to say. He's a great coach. He's even nicer person. There's a reason why you have the Eddie Courtney Courage Award that's handed out now. Our thoughts and prayers with him. You said it very adequately at the beginning of our high school football coverage tonight during the pregame show. Thoughts and prayers to him and his family.
Second time he's done this, man. He's a fighter. He'll be back.
And not a doubt in my mind.
They made that award for him when he came back the first time, and he was the inaugural winner of his own award. And, to your point, he'll be back soon, and really, really looking forward to that. All right, so let's kick off some scores. We're going to give you scores throughout the next 45 minutes or so. Again, we're going to hear from head coaches throughout the area. At underscore Kaner on Twitter, at Sports Radio WNML, at Sam Foreman WNML.
Sam underscore Foreman WNML. F-O-R-M-A-N.
It's a lot to remember. Yeah, dude, for the longest time, I spelt your name F-O-R-E.
Well, hey, M-A-N. If it makes you feel any better, in half of our corporate systems, it is misspelled. Well, so, you know.
That is so annoying.
Yes, it is.
Sam, why didn't you get my email? I didn't get an email. No, I sent it to you. Well, you just misspelled my name there, bud.
All right. That was a Goodwill West impersonation. I'll just say that.
Hey, it kind
of
was.
In one of his emails, it saved wrong, so, you know.
Farragut 45, Morristown West 14, the final score. Bron Rice and Don Mahoney, fun time on the call as well. John Wilkerson, Rob DeMassis had the call for a Knoxville Catholic game, first time in 3 weeks, and that was a fun, fun game. That was heard over on FM 99.1 channel. McCauley 45, Catholic 31, the final score. That was a back-and-forth bout the entire night, and finally McCauley pulled away in the fourth quarter, final score 45-31.
Yeah, and ultimately, Catholic had a couple self-inflicted wounds throughout the game, but ultimately, McCauley's B.J. Harris, just too much for Catholic tonight. Four touchdowns, including a 68-yard touchdown run for the Blue Tornadoes. Just ultimately, B.J. Harris, too much for Catholic tonight, but it shows improvement against one of the best teams, not only in that division, but in all of the state of Tennessee. With Catholic, with where they've improved with this year's matchup compared to a year ago with McCauley.
Absolutely. All right, so McCauley gets that win, 45-31. Dobbins-Bennett, no problem over Hardin Valley tonight, 46-7. That was heard over on News Talk 98.7 WOKI, that radio voice. All right, moving on, some scores of interest, Knox County scores and surrounding counties. Maryville, a slow start to the night, but ended up shutting out Bearden 28-0. Greenville, Coach Spradling gets his first win as head coach of the Green Devils, 42-0 over Austin East. South Dole, a 40-point victor over Sevier County, 60-20 the final score. Fulton 47, Carnes 7 the final score. Grace Christian Academy 49, Notre Dame 27 a final score. CAK blank Silverdale Academy 35-0. Alcoa pitches a shutout over Pigeon Forge 42-0. Again, overtime as we speak, it is Heritage and Cleveland all knotted up at 28 apiece. McMinn County over William Blount, 63-32 the final. Anderson County blanked Howard 42-0. Loudon a big win over Signal Mountain 55-21. You had Meigs County, no problem with Rockwood, 67-21. Oliver Springs, 21, Greenback, 7. Oneida, 39-0 winner over Cumberland Gap. Gallenberg-Pittman, big win over Scott, 44-14. Science Hill took down Jefferson County, 35-12 in Dublin Valley. Tennessee High, 45. Morristown East, 20, the final score. And Bradley Central, 45. Ootawall, 7. That is a final there. Again, rounding up some more final scores from the Northview Academy Kingston game, the Lenore City Ray County game. Also, as soon as this Heritage Cleveland bout goes final, we'll let you know. Also, as well, the Kings Academy's in action, waiting to get that final score. And just about to go final. I mean, within seconds, Gibbs and Campbell County. But Campbell County is leading by 10 as Gibbs make a little bit of a comeback with just a couple minutes left in that one. Campbell County leading Gibbs 41-31.
Yeah, some more scores from around the area. David Crockett, a winner tonight over Cock County, 49-12. It was Coalfield defeating Oakdale, 44-12. Elizabethton, a 63-16 winner tonight over Granger County. Happy Valley was all over Cosby tonight, 49-0. Happy Valley with the win. Volunteer, a 16-0 win tonight over Cherokee. It was a very close game, a little bit back and forth as well. Baylor defeats Innsworth, 30-28. Still in action, Brentwood Academy leads 27-14 in the third quarter at Father Ryan. It was a 68-12 win for Chucky Doak against North Green. Still in action, Johnson County leads West Green 34-6 in the third quarter. South Green defeats Sullivan North 45-6. Claiborne defeats Unicoi County 48-7. Cloudland was all over Hancock County tonight 49-0. your final in that one. Sullivan East leads Union County 35-12 in the fourth quarter. Time running out in that one. Sullivan South leads defeated Sullivan Central 38-0. It is Unaka leading Jellicoe 24-14 in the fourth quarter. Harriman with a 54-12 win tonight over Sunbright. It is East Hamilton leading Chattanooga Central 46-6 in the fourth quarter. Eastridge with a 21-14 win against Sequatchie County tonight. It was Hickson all over Sequoia 36-0. Your final on that one. Hickson gets its first win of the season. Warren County leading Blackman 35-7 in the third quarter. Coffee County leading Signal 21-7 in the fourth quarter. And then we also have Livingston Academy, a 28-6 fourth quarter lead over Stone Memorial. Coosa, Georgia defeated Lookout Mountain 41-0 tonight. Macon County 48-7 over Cumberland County. I'm sorry, and that's in the fourth quarter technically. Oakland a 35-7 lead over Cookeville in the fourth quarter.
All right, a couple more scores that came in final that are relevant here in the Knoxville area. The Kings Academy, a 56-6 winner over Webb School. That is a final score. Ray County, no problem with Lenore City, 41-7. And Kingston, big win over Northview Academy, 32-6. Again, in overtime game right now, Heritage has just scored to take a touchdown lead over Cleveland. It's 35-28 now in overtime. Heritage is going to get the ball, needs to score a touchdown to stay alive. And again, as the waning minutes continue to wind down, Campbell County is leading Gibbs 41-31. Let's take a break. We'll come back, run through these scores again. But in the next segment, we'll hear from Lamar Brown, head coach of West High School. He was the winning coach on our Rivalry Thursday broadcast when West stayed undefeated to take down Oak Ridge 22-7. We'll hear from head coach Lamar Brown of West High School when we return, plus more scores. And going to have a good time here. This is the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show right here on The Sports Animal.
Now, back to more of the New Balance Knoxville High School wrap-up show with Sam Foreman and Eric Kane.
A final score here in overtime. It was a thriller. Cleveland let Heritage come back, but scores a touchdown in OT, then picks off a pass in the end zone and holds on for the victory. A 35-28 win, Cleveland over Heritage. That final just went final again in overtime. So Gibbs and Campbell County about to wrap things up. And then once that game concludes, that will do it for all of our Knoxville County games. We're going to run through all these scores a couple more times. But real quick, while we have some time, caught up with Lamar Brown, head coach of West High School. West High School, undefeated on the season, has allowed only 7 points defensively the entire year. That is a really good ball club. It was a 22-7 sloppy win on Rivalry Thursday last night over Oak Ridge. But I caught up with Lamar Brown last night following that win. Here is what the head coach of West had to say.
22-7, the final score here, Rivalry Thursday, West High School. West takes down Oak Ridge again, 22-7, here with West head coach Lamar Brown. And, Coach, it was obviously not the best night all around for your team, for Joe Gaddis' team. It monsooned in the first half, but a win is a win, and a region win's even sweeter.
It is. That's a big win for us right there, and I'm really proud of our kids. We faced a lot of self-inflicted adversity tonight, and our kids never quit, kept playing. Defensively, God, my hats are off to those guys. They play so dang hard. That's a fun group to watch.
Still only 7 points given up defensively now in 4 games. Quite the accomplishment so far. The only touchdown here tonight came off of a fumbled snap and a scoop and score. So defensively shut him down. Kendall Jackson can never get in a rhythm. Mitchell Gibbons was a shell of himself from last week of a great performance. A lot of credit to your defense.
Yes, those guys, my coaching staff led by Coach Chandler, they've got those guys playing so hard. We make mistakes, but they play so hard that somebody's there to make up for it. And we knew we had to get a lot of guys around Jackson tonight. And I don't remember one time that there was just one guy there when Jackson showed up. We had 3 or 4 and did a great job tackling, but it's easy when you got 3 or 4 or 5 guys around him.
Yeah, with all the athletes Oak Ridge has, it's a credit to your defense for what it did. So flip it over and look at your offense. Of course, you have Baker Dance, who's leading the way, but you know Isaiah Mattress, we talked at halftime, a little bit banged up tonight, obviously tried to give it his all, but finally had to bring him out there. there late in the fourth quarter. But when you have Jai Hundley, when you have Barfield, when you have all these other weapons, it's easy to try to find that hot hand, even on a night where you're just kind of out of sync offensively.
Yeah. I thought we moved the ball good. First half, get down there and have a stupid penalty inside the red zone and miss a field goal. Got the ball on the one-yard line going in on third down and snapped the ball over the quarterback's head, and that happened multiple times tonight in critical situations. We've got to get that stuff tightened up, because we've got some athletes that can go score anytime they touch the ball, but our focus tonight wasn't very good offensively.
So for everyone listening, the scoreboard clock went out and did not work for less than a minute into the second half. So the entire second half, you and Coach Gaddis, Oak Ridge, were coaching without a clock. It was challenging for me just to know what was, time and situation, but how challenging is it to coach without a clock?
Well, it's challenging. I really didn't worry about it in the third quarter, but when we got to the fourth quarter up by a few points, it became very important. And I thought offensively we did a good job handling those situations, just going off the play clock and ending the ball game like that. But it's hard. I mean, if it come down to a two-minute drive, I mean, it'd be impossible.
Two really good 5A teams played here tonight. Two really good 5A teams will play on Saturday night. I know the attention is here with you guys tonight, but what might be a prediction, maybe not a score prediction, but maybe a prediction as you watch that Central and Powell game this weekend?
I don't have a clue. I've not seen either team play this year. I'm sure it's going to be a great ball game. It's two really good football teams playing each other.
All right, Coach, who's coming up next, and what's the message this week in practice?
Well, we got Hardin Valley coming up here next week, and, our message is going to be the same. We've got to get better. Next Friday night, we want to be the best version of us that we can be. And we've got a lot of things to get fixed and a lot of things to work on coming up here this week. I'm excited to get back to work on Monday and get after it.
Coach, thanks so much. Congrats on the win.
Hey, thank you, Eric.
It's Lamar Brown, head coach, West High School, 22-7 win over Oak Ridge.
All right. Again, appreciate Lamar Brown catching up with me post-game last night. Again, it wasn't the best outing. There was a monsoon that took over the field there during the second quarter, and a little steady drizzle there throughout the rest of the game. But it was sloppy. But one thing's for certain, Kendall Jackson is a heck of a football player, tailback for Oak Ridge, and West defense just smothered him all night long. That defense is something special. But again, nonetheless, West improves, continues its undefeated season. It will move on, head back to practice, and focus on Hardin Valley next week. And, of course, that call will be on News Talk 98.7 WOKI, our sister station. So appreciate him. We'll catch up with the two head coaches of Powell and Central, Nick Craney, Matt Lowe, as the post-game show, New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show, rolls on. But quickly, Sam, let's go through some scores again. I'll start here in the Knoxville area. Farragut over Moe East, 45-14. McCauley, a 45-31 winner over Catholic. Dobbins-Bennett, 46-7 over Hardin Valley. Maryville Blank Bearden, 28-0. Greenville over Austin East, 42-0. Southville, 60. Sevier County, 20. Just going final now, Campbell County, 41. Gibbs, 31. Fulton, a 47-7 win over Carnes. Grace Christian Academy defeated Notre Dame, 49-27. The Kings Academy, no problem with Webb School, 56-6. CAK shuts out Silverdale Academy, 35-0. We move on just outside Knoxville, Knox County. Alcoa, 42-0 over Pigeon Forge. Cleveland defeats Heritage in overtime, 35-28. McMinn County, 63. William Blount, 32. Anderson County, no problem over Howard, 42-0. Loudoun, 55. Signal Mountain, 21. Ray County, 41. Lenore City, 7. Meigs County, 67-21 winner over Rockwood. Oliver Springs, 21-7 over Greenback. These are all final, by the way. Oneida, 39. Cumberland Gap, nothing. Gallenberg-Pittman over Scott, 44-14. Science Hill, a 35-12 winner over Jefferson County. Kingston over Northview Academy, 32-6. Tennessee High, a 25-point victory over Morristown East, 45-20. And Bradley Central over Udawal, 45-7. Sam Foreman.
David Crockett, a winner tonight, 49-12 over Cock County. It was Coalfield advancing to 4-0 as they defeated Oakdale, 44-12. Elizabethton advances to 4-0 as they defeated Granger County, 63-16. Happy Valley all over Cosby tonight in the upset, 49-0 win for Happy Valley. Volunteer a winner over Cherokee, 16-0. It was Baylor defeating Innsworth, 30-28. Still going on late fourth quarter. Brentwood Academy trying to get to 5-0. They lead Father Ryan, 34-14. It was Chucky Doak all over North Green tonight, 68-12. 34-13, your final. Johnson County over West Green. That is a updated recent final for you. South Green, a winner tonight over Sullivan North, 45-6. Claiborne, 48-7 over Unicoi County. Cloudland, 49-0 over Hancock County. Elsewhere throughout East Tennessee, it was Sullivan East defeating Union County, 35-12. It was Sullivan South defeating Sullivan Central, 38-0. Unica defeats Jellico, 24-14. That is a new final for you. Harriman all over Sunbright tonight, 54-12. A updated final for you. East Hamilton defeats Chattanooga Central, 46-24. Eastridge defeats Sequatchie County, 21-14. Hickson all over Sequoia tonight, 36-0. A updated score for you, still in the fourth quarter. Warren County leads Blackman, 35-21. Coffee County, a winner tonight. The game has gone final, 31-21. Coffee County over Signal. It was a 28-6 win for Livingston Academy over Stone Memorial. Coastal Georgia, 41-0 over Lookout Valley. It's Macon County leading Cumberland County, 48-0 in the 48-7 in the fourth quarter. Oakdale leads Cookeville, 35-7 in the fourth quarter. A updated final for you, 48-8 Riverdale over Rockville. It was Sweetwater falling tonight to Brainerd, 34-6. And just a couple more for you. Polk County falls to 0-5 as Telco Plains gets the win, 47-0 in that matchup. And it was Georgia Force Christian Academy defeating Tyner Academy, 31-20. And a final just now, Brentwood 34, Father Ryan 21.
All right, some scores from all across East Tennessee. We'll continue to run through them as we venture on here on the New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show. 30 minutes left. We'll take you to the top of the hour here. But again, the final score for our KOC Game of the Week. Brian Rice, Don Mahoney had the call. Farragut 45 over Morristown West 14. And over on the FM channel, John Wilkerson, Rob the Masses had the call for McCauley's 45-31 win over Catholic. More to come as when we return here on the New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show.
Now, back to more of the New Balance Knoxville High School Wrap-Up Show with Sam Foreman and Eric Kane.
New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show, New Balance Knoxville. For a premium cushion in every step, head on over to New Balance of Knoxville. Scores continuing to file in. Again, our KOC Game of the Week on AM 990, Farragut 45, Morristown West 14. That was a fun one. Brian Rice had the call on that one. We're going to catch up with him momentarily. McCauley 45 over Catholic 31. That was a great, great bout. Back and forth. McCauley jumped ahead. Catholic jumped ahead back. And then they kind of pivoted leads back and forth for a little bit. And before McCauley finally pulled away late in that second half. But that was a good game. That was heard over on our FM channel, 99.1. Dobbins Bennett, no problem over Hardin Valley, 46-7. The final score there. I mentioned earlier that Maryville, it was a no-score ball game, 0-0 until about 2 or 3 minutes left in the first half. Maryville finally gets on the board, leading 7-0 at halftime over Bearden, then pulls away in the second half, 28-0 Maryville over Bearden in that contest. But like I said, it was an emotional night at Farragut, 45-14, the winner over Morristown West. Again, the story of head coach Eddie Courtney not on the sidelines tonight, only the second game missed since 1981 as he had surgery after it was known this past week that Coach Eddie Courtney has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. But I wanted to get Bron Rice on the fold here. And Bron, thanks for joining us, man. And first of all, great call tonight. You were kind of thrust into action late in the game. I hadn't called a football game, to my knowledge, in about 2 years, but not very prepared, but you sounded great, my friend. Enjoyed listening to you there for that Farragut win tonight.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I got to give some credit to Vince Ferrar. I had to come off the bench for him, but he had some great prep notes that helped me get ready for it, and Don Mahoney, former Tennessee coach. He and I go way back to when he was an assistant coach. I was working at UT, and we both agreed it was a lot more fun to call a game than it was when I used to have to take him to talk to the media on Wednesday. So,
yeah,
but it was that great. It was a great atmosphere, and you know they had the pregame announcements and honoring Coach Courtney, and you know he's certainly hoping to get back out there as soon as he can. But I think tonight showed him that, you know, he's built a program that is ready to pick up and move forward even without him. And they certainly did that tonight and showed against a very good Morristown West team that they were the more disciplined team, and it was a much closer ball game, particularly in the first half, than the score showed. But the discipline that Farragut displayed in the first half was really the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, Farragut jumped out early, and you know what we talked about in pregame, Don Mahoney and I, and what is kind of common knowledge. You know, number 20 is the stir that you know. Is the straw that stirs that drink there for the offense and Farragut and Matt White. And he had two quick early touchdowns there in the first quarter. Farragut jumped out. Morristown West got on the board a little bit, but this game was never in doubt. Farragut, again, with that strong defense with Eli Purcell. I heard Don Mahoney talking about him in postgame, and I agree with him. He's a fun guy to watch, both offensively running the football and defensively tackling those ball carriers. But you're right. Farragut is built the roster where it is right now, the culture to where it's because of Coach Eddie Courtney, and it doesn't skip a beat even when he's not here tonight. Of course, you want him there because it's just not quite the same. But it was a good game to be a part of. But, Brian, you mentioned a little something they did for Coach Courtney in pregame. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, read an announcement, put some things up on the Jumbotron, but they're also selling some wristbands to try to raise money for prostate cancer awareness. It is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and unfortunately, that strikes the Farragut community right now during that month. And, you know, in normal years, this is a week that, you know, our station participates in the Eddie Check promotion that is done by Medic and Provision Cares to screen for prostate cancer. And I think, you know, because of COVID, we're not able to do that at the same level. But, you know, making sure that men are getting tested, because prostate cancer is incredibly treatable if caught early. And it's a subject that's near and dear to the hearts of a lot of men in this area, whether it's people who have experienced it themselves or had dads or brothers or grandfathers that have had to deal with prostate cancer. Farragut wants to bring awareness to it as they continue to support Coach Courtney in this, his second battle against cancer.
Absolutely. And Brian, was this the first football game you've been to COVID era?
It was, yeah. This was the first sporting event, not just that I had called, but that I had been to since Tennessee softball against North Carolina back in March. So it was, you know, it's weird to see a high school in East Tennessee not at full capacity on a Friday yeah. night, particularly for a big game like that. But, you know, the people at Farragut did a great job of distancing and making sure that everybody was safe and that things went as well as they possibly could in this COVID era, because they want to keep playing. You know, I think people in this area have seen what has happened, certainly with the Halls community, and they want to make sure that they can continue playing football. And, you know, taking all of the precautions to make sure that happens, both in the press box and out. We were wearing our masks right up until we went on air, and everybody in the press box is doing the same. So just a great night overall at Farragut, and a great night for the Admirals as they enter a very, very tough stretch of their schedule. They've got Maryville next week, and they yeah. know what that means, but this is a good win to build on.
Yeah, and heard it right here on AM 990 here on the Sports Channel for our game of the week. Final score, Farragut 45 over Morristown West 14. Brian, you did a great job, man, for pinch hitting for Vince, and along with Don Mahoney, appreciate you joining us. One thing before I let you go, obviously you didn't listen to it on FM 99.1. You weren't in attendance for it. McCauley pulls away from Catholic 45-31. You're a Catholic grad. That was a really good football game, and it's always a good battle between those two schools. Kind of your thoughts on what turned out to be one of the better football games, a high-scoring football game, 45-31. Catholic comes up just short.
Well, you know, Catholic's learning a lot about themselves along the way, and I heard a little bit of the postgame, and Rob Damascus mentioned it, and I think it was mentioned a lot during the ESPN broadcast of their game against Trinity Christian. They've got to find something at wide receiver. If Tommy Winton's not able to go or not able to go full speed, then they need some help there, because otherwise Caden Martin can't be as effective as he needs to be. So, you know, McCauley's a really good team. Catholic can build on that, but, you know, and hope to meet up with McCauley again down the road in the state playoffs. But they've got to pick themselves up off the mat, and it doesn't get any easier going on the road next week. So the Irish have to find some options at receiver and have to keep that offense churning.
All right, the final score, 45-31, McCauley over Catholic over on FM. But Brian Rice called the action for our KOC Game of the Week on AM 990. A winner for Farragut, 45-14 over Morristown West on an emotional night for the community of Farragut, head coach Eddie Courtney. Brian, appreciate it, man. Great job, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Gentlemen, have a good night.
You as well. Again, 45-14, the final score. Farragut over Morristown West. McCauley over Catholic, 45-31. Dobbins-Bennett, 46-7 winner over Hardin Valley. Those were the broadcasts on our three stations. More scores, more conversations to come. Big bout tomorrow night. Undefeated Powell at Undefeated Central. I caught up with both head coaches earlier today. We'll play that audio next on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show.
Now, back to more of the New Balance Knoxville High School Wrap-Up Show with Sam Foreman and Eric Kane.
We talked with Ryan.
10:39 here on a Friday night. Welcome you back here to the New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show. Sam Foreman making his presence known right out of the gates. Going to catch up with Nick Craney and Matt Lowe. Coming up later before the show ends. Real quick, let's go through the scores again. Farragut over Morristown West, 45-14. McCauley over Catholic, 45-31. And Dobbins-Bennett, 46. Hardin Valley, 7. The final scores. Those were our games. Maryville shuts out Bearden, 28-0. Greenville, a shutout victory over Austin East, 42-0. South Dole, big winner over Sevier County, 60-20. Campbell County defeats Gibbs, 41-31. Fulton all over Carnes, 47-7. Grace Christian Academy, a 49-27 winner over Notre Dame. The Kings Academy, a 50-point victor over Webb School, 56-6. CAK over Silverdale Academy, 35-0. Alcoa, no problem, 42-0 over Pigeon Forge. Cleveland outlasts Heritage, 35-28 in overtime. McMinn County, a big win over William Blount, 63-32. More finals. Anderson County, 42-0 over Howard. Loudoun, 55-21 over Signal Mountain. Ray County, a 41-7 winner over Lenoir City. Meigs County, 67. Rockwood, 21. Oliver Springs, a 2-touchdown victory over Greenback, 21-7. Oneida, 39. Cumberland Gap, nothing. Gallenberg Pittman all over Scott, 44-14. Kingston, 32. Northview Academy, 6. Science Hill, 35-12 over Jefferson County. Tennessee High over Morristown East, 45-20. And Bradley Central, a 45-7 winner over Ootawall.
David Crockett tonight, a 49-12 winner over Cock County. It was Coldfield defeating Oakdale, 44-12. Elizabethton all over Granger County tonight, 63-16. Happy Valley all over Cosby in an upset, 49-0. Volunteer of a 16-0 win over Cherokee. It was Baylor pulling off a 30-28 win over Innsworth. And then you had Brentwood Academy defeating Father Ryan, 34-21. And real quick, Kaner, one score we haven't had a chance to let you know about. It has gone final. Oakland defeats Cookeville, 42-7.
Oakland, man, they might be the team to beat in 6A. They're always one of the team to beat, and Maryville usually finds a way. Oakland stays undefeated, improves to 5-0 on the season. Okay, so I caught up with both head coaches of the bout tomorrow night. Central will host Powell. It was Central that was set to play Seymour. Powell was set to play Clinton. Both those games got canned, and so these two powerhouses here decided to play each other, and I thought that was pretty neat. It's going to be broadcasted right here on The Sports Animal. Kickoff is at 7:30. Pregame will be about 15 minutes before that. John Wilkerson will be on the call. Vince Farrar, Joel Silverberg will be along as well. The game will be televised on MyVLT. It's going to be a big deal, all right? It's a pretty big deal. It's gotten a lot of hype this week, so I caught up with both head coaches. Let's first hear from Central first-year head coach Nick Craney. All right, here with Central head football coach Nick Craney, and it's going to be a great one tomorrow night. Central hosting Powell here on a Saturday night, FM 99.1, AM 990, The Sports Animal, and MyVLT. We're going to put it on television as well. So, Nick, I know it's exciting. There's been a lot of hype for this football game, but more importantly, I just feel like credit goes to you, the administration, the same for Powell, for finding a way to get this done. It's been so easy for you guys to just take the W and go on to the next game, but I feel like it's about the kids, letting these kids play, especially these seniors. So, you know, what was it like kind of going into that decision? And obviously that had a lot to do with it, I would believe.
Yeah, we're glad we got the game scheduled. We're glad we got an opportunity to play. For us, you know, we got canceled on for Friday, but then we also, next week on our schedule, had originally played a team from Kentucky, Knox County, Kentucky, and they were not going to be able to travel out of state to play. And so we were kind of looking at 2 weeks potentially of not having a game. And so, you know, quickly after finding out that Seymour, we kind of, you know, looked at everybody that may have had an opening either this week or next week. Because you know, we got to try at least try and find one. And in all the conversations, you know, obviously this one was the most local. This one, you know, obviously has a little bit of buzz about it. It was one our kid, we knew our kids would be really excited for. And so, it was kind of a no-brainer. Once we looked and kind of mapped out what all games maybe we could potentially schedule, this one kind of rose to the top.
Yeah, and again, this is Powell 4-0, Central 4-0, undefeated, both 5A, two of the best 5A teams in the state, obviously in this area. Obviously, you guys, two-time defending 5A state champs, but this is not a region game, so whoever takes the L, it's not going to hurt in terms of playoff seeding, but still, this is for pride and obviously for bragging rights and obviously a measuring stick for both programs. When you look at Powell, Jordan Potts, sophomore quarterback, boy, is he taking the league by storm. 14 total touchdowns through the air. He just makes plays. When you evaluate Jordan Potts on film, what do you see?
He puts the ball in really, really good spots, and he makes good decisions. That's the thing I'm most impressed with about him, is he, really gives his they've got really good playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, but he does a really good job of putting it in a place where they can go make a play. He doesn't miss on throws nearly as often as most high school quarterbacks do. And so, it's definitely a major challenge for us defensively, just from him and from, the guys he's throwing the ball to and handing the ball off to. They've got playmakers all over the place. But I have been really impressed watching the film of him so far.
For you guys, it's not a rebuild. It's essentially a reload. A lot of juniors on this two deep, a lot of sophomores on this two deep. But what keeps you guys going each and every year, what seems like the last 5 or 6 years, but really only the last three, is the Fortner twins. Of course, you got Caleb, a perennial all-state outside linebacker, committed to Army. His brother Liam also committed to Army. But yeah, I feel like Liam's really taken a step this year. He's your leading receiver. He goes in the Wildcat, runs the football very effectively. But those two brothers really are, they're all that. And they're making plays for you guys yet again this year.
Yeah, they are, and they're all that in every aspect of what we're trying to do as a program. They obviously do it on the field. They lead in the classroom. They lead in the weight room. They lead in our community and in our school. It's great to have those two as your cornerstone. We've got some other younger guys that are getting opportunities and making the most of it, but it is great to have those two to build around.
One last thing, Nick, before I let you go. First-year starting quarterback, junior Ryan Bolton. So far in the season, he's thrown 700 yards passing, 6 touchdowns. He's not turned the ball over too much. What have you seen from your first-year starter at quarterback so far this year?
Yeah, we've put a lot on him to make good decisions. That was the challenge going into the year, with what we're doing offensively, there's some pre-snap, there's some post-snap reads that need to be made. And we need to make the right decision with the ball to protect the ball and also give our guys opportunities to go make plays. So he's responded really well to that. He's been a good caretaker of the football and has given made some throws to give our guys opportunities to, in the passing game, to go make plays. We've got some guys who will go make the plays if we give them a shot, and he's done a good job of getting the ball to them.
All right, last thing, I lied. So I know that you guys in the locker room trying to block everything out. I get all that. I mean, former football player here. But us in the media creating a buzz. Fans on Twitter, it's all the talk. I mean, this is the game. It's going to be on television. We're going to carry it on the radio. Undefeated against undefeated. How's the mindset of your team? How excited are they for the opportunity? But how focused is your team right now heading into tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. My message to the team was, the day that we announced and the scheduling, and everybody's talking about it that afternoon, and kids are excited and giddy, coming into practice. But what I told them was, the emotion, the hype, the buzz, all of that can get you a play or two, maybe a drive, to where you play really well because you're all jazzed up and excited. But what the difference in this game is going to be is who prepares to do the little things right from an execution standpoint. And we do the little things it takes to be successful. And so the focus has been really, really good at practice the last couple of days, trying to prepare for those details that will ultimately make the difference in the game, I think.
Well, Nick, man, we're looking forward to it. Really excited about it. Again, hats off to you and the part that you played in putting on this game. And best of luck to you and your team tomorrow night.
Thanks, Eric.
Again, that kickoff, Central hosting Powell tomorrow night, 7:30, right here on the Sports Animal. We'll go over some more scores. We'll catch up with the other head coach of that bout tomorrow. His name is Matt Lowe. We'll play that audio on the other side. Eric Kane, Sam Foreman here on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show.
Now, back to more of the New Balance Knoxville High School wrap-up show with Sam Foreman and Eric Kane.
Hey, if you're listening to this on FM 99.1, programming note, we're about to shift over and carry this show on the AM channel. So if you're on 99.1, we got to make room for Fat Jacks. It's a paid programming show coming on the FM channel, but we will continue the rest of the show on AM 990. Okay, so let's go over some scores again. We'll do it twice more here on this show as we continue on with the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. New Balance Knoxville for premium cushion in every step. Head on over to New Balance Knoxville. A Farragut, a big winner over Morristown West, 45-14. McCauley over Catholic, 45-31. Dobbins Bennett, no problem with Hardin Valley, 46-27. Maryville Blank Bearden, 28-0. Greenville shuts out Austin East, 42-0. South Dual, a big winner over Sevier County, 60-20. Campbell County defeats Gibbs, 41-31. Fulton all over Carnes, 47-7. Grace Christian Academy over Notre Dame, 49-27. The Kings Academy beats up on Webb School, 56-0. The Silverdale Academy falls short, CAK, 35-0. Alcoa, 42-0 win at Pigeon Forge. You had Cleveland outlast Heritage in overtime, 35-28. McMinn County, big win over William Blount, 63-32. Anderson County shuts out Howard, 42-0. Loudoun, 55-21 over Signal Mountain. Ray County, no problem over Lenore City, 41-7. Final score, Meigs County, 67. Rockwood, 21. Oliver Springs over Greenback, 21-7. Oneida shuts out Cumberland Gap, 39-0. Gallenberg-Pittman over Scott, 44-14. Kingston over Northview Academy, 32-6. Science Hill, a winner over Jefferson County, 35-12. Tennessee High, 45. Morristown East, 20. Bradley Central, 45. Ootawall, 7. Sam Foreman, why don't you run through a couple of scores from outside the area?
All right, moving away from the Knox County area, you had David Crockett, a winner tonight, 49-12 over Cock County. Colefield, a 44-12 winner over Oakdale. It was Elizabethton all over Granger County tonight, 63-16. Your final in that one. Happy Valley with a huge upset tonight over Cosby, 49-0. Happy Valley with the win. Volunteer, a 16-0 win over Cherokee. It was Baylor moving to 3-0 for 30-28 win over Innsworth. Brentwood Academy defeats Father Ryan, 34-21. It was Chucky Doak all over North Green, 68-12. Johnson County defeats West Green, 34-13. South Green defeats Sullivan North, 45-6. Claiborne, a 48-7 winner tonight over Unico County. Cloudland all over Hancock County, 49-0. In that one, Sullivan East, a 35-12 winner over Union County. It was Sullivan South, a 38-0 winner over Sullivan Central. 24-14, Unico defeats Chillicothe. Harriman, 54-12, a winner over Sunbright. It was Chattanooga Central falling to East Hamilton tonight, 46-0. Eastridge, a 21-14 winner over Sequatchie County. It was Hickson all over Sequoia tonight, 36-0. A new final for you here. It has gone official. Blackman's comeback falls short. Warren County defeats Blackman, 35-28. And one additional new final for you here, Eric, before we get to what we have coming up next. Officially a final now. Macon County goes to 5-0 for a 48-7 win over Cumberland County.
Don't forget about those Thursday night finals. West took down Oak Ridge on Rivalry Thursday, 22-7. Midway, a winner over Wartburg, 45-14. Clinton, Carter, Hall, Seymour, Daniel Boone, Red Bank, Sales Creek, Saudi Daisy. Those are teams in our listening area that are not in action this week. And again, tomorrow, it'll be number 2 Powell at number 4 Central, 7:30 kickoff.
I did miss one score, sorry, that has a local implication. Zion Christian defeats Lakeway Christian tonight, 41-6.
All right, so we heard from Nick Craney, head coach of Central. Now let's hear to the other head coach that'll square off in that 7:30 bout tomorrow right here on The Sports Animal and on my VLT TV. Matt Lowe of Powell. Powell 4-0, going to be at Central 4-0. Here's what Matt Lowe had to say earlier today when I caught up with the Panthers head coach. Powell head coach Matt Lowe, and coach, just like I started with Nick Craney of Central, hats off to all you guys involved for making this happen, because it would have been easy for both of your programs to take the win and move on. You don't want to show too much on film, But the people of Knox County want to see this. It's two of the best teams in the state, and a lot of bragging rights are on the line. So how did this kind of come about? And I feel like really it's just for your players.
Well, and it really is. And I mean, when it all comes down to it, you want to give these young men as many opportunities as you can amongst, you know, what has been the most non-traditional season any of us have ever been a part of. And I'll say this, hats off to Coach Craney and the entire administration at Central for making this thing happen. And so obviously both of us reached out when the opportunity came and presented itself. Both of us knew we wanted to make it happen. It was just trying to figure out the details of how to make it happen. And so those guys did an unbelievable job working with us, and our administration did a great job as well. And we are very excited for the kids that they get to play in a game like this.
Coach, you look over that Central Ball Club, of course, the two-time defending 5A state champions, not rebuilding, just reloading, kind of what you guys are doing at Powell this year. But it all starts with two seniors that have been there for a long time, the Fortner brothers. You got Caleb, all-state outside linebacker, Liam, star wide receiver who plays a little Wildcat quarterback. We'll start with Liam, such a playmaker on the offensive end. What does your defense need to do to really contain him? Because as Liam Fortner goes, so does that Central offense.
Well, 100%. Both those young men have been playing at such a high level at Central, for such a long period of time. It's amazing. And they really are. They're the heart and soul of that program right now, and they're certainly doing just a little bit of everything for those guys on the field. But as far as trying to contain Liam, I mean, the only thing you can really do is try to get to him before he gets started. Because if he gets going, I don't know that there's many people in town that are going to catch him. You know, he's got that type skill. He's got that type ability. And so the only chance you really have is to try and get to him before he gets going and just hope your guys can hold on and wrap up.
Coach, last thing here. One of the most exciting players in the area, no surprise, it's been your sophomore starting quarterback, Jordan Potts. You had a heck of a quarterback that, played for you the last couple of years. Jordan Potts sat last year as a true freshman, watched him go about his business, now stepping in. And has he taken advantage of every opportunity? One of these brightest stars in the state of Tennessee, a real playmaker, very poised back there, making good decisions for a young guy, has a strong arm. The athletic ability that we saw, at least for me, on Rivalry Thursday on display at Anderson County a couple weeks ago. Of course, that game came after he won on the last 10 seconds of the game against Beach. So what can you say about your starting quarterback, Jordan Potts? And this is going to be his biggest test so far. How is he prepared this week to go up against a daunting defense from Central?
Well, he is. He's been nothing short of amazing to this point. Now, we're also talking about we're four games in. But at the same time, his preparation has been outstanding. His, understanding of not only our offense, but of understanding opposing teams' defense. And a lot of that credit goes to our offensive coordinator, Josh Jones, for preparing him, for getting him ready, for getting him where he needs to be. But there are so many players that don't take it in and absorb it the way he does. He truly is a student of the game. He absolutely loves every small detail about playing his position and learning the position of quarterback and learning the progression. But then he's got to translate that to the field. And so far to this point, he's done an outstanding job of translating all that he's taken in and all that he's learned to playing on Friday nights and to making the best of every opportunity. And everybody's kind of got to watch to this point exactly what he's capable of.
Coach, I appreciate you taking some time. Enjoy your Friday night with your girls and look forward to a great ball game tomorrow night. 4-0 Powell at 4-0 Central.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Again, it's going to be a 7:30 kickoff. You can hear it right here on The Sports Animal. John Wilkerson, Vince Ferrara, Joel Silverberg will have that call for you. All right, boys, for old time's sake, let's do it one more time. About to sign off here on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. Let's go through the scores one more time. Sam, take us outside of Knox County, shall you?
All right. It was David Crockett, a winner tonight over Cock County, 49-12. Coalfield wins over Oakdale, 44-12. It was Elizabethton moving to 4-0 as they were all over Granger County tonight, 63-16. Zion Christian all over Lakeway Christian, 41-6. Happy Valley all over Cosby, 49-0. Volunteer gets a 16-0 win over Cherokee tonight. In a back-and-forth affair, it was Baylor advancing to 3-0 of a 30-28 win over Innsworth. Brentwood Academy moves to 5-0 as they defeat Father Ryan 34-21. Chucky Doak was all over North Green tonight, 63-12. 34-13, your final. Johnson County over West Green. South Green moves to 5-0, defeat Sullivan North 45-6. It was Claiborne advancing to 4-0 with a 48-7 win over Unicoi County. Cloudland all over Hancock County tonight, 49-0, your final in that one. Sullivan East, a winner tonight over Union County, 35-12. Sullivan South all over Sullivan Central, 38-0. 24-14, your final. Unica defeats Jellico. Harriman all over Sunbright tonight, 54-12. It was East Hamilton defeating Chattanooga Central 46-24. East Ridge defeats Sequatchie County 21-14. Hickson gets their first win of the season as they defeat Sequoia 36-0. It was Warren County holding off the comeback attempt by Blackman. Warren County moves to 5-0 as they defeat Blackman 35-28. Coffee County defeats Signal 31-21. Livingston Academy, a winner tonight over Stone Memorial 28-6. Coosa, Georgia defeats Lookout Valley 41-0. Macon County, a 48-7 winner over Cumberland County. Oakland, 42-7, a final over Cookeville. It was Riverdale all over Rockville, 48-8 tonight. Brainerd all over Sweetwater, 34-6. Polk County falls to Teleco Plains, 47-0. And it was Georgia Force Christian defeating Tyner Academy, 31-20.
All right, let's head back into Knoxville, shall we? Really, Knox County. Some surrounding counties, we'll start there and work our way in. Bradley Central, 45-7 winner over Udawal. Tennessee High, a big win over Morristown East, 45-20. Science Hill over Jefferson County, 35-12. Kingston, big win over Northview Academy, 32-6. Gatlinburg-Pittman, no problem over Scott, 44-14. Oneida shuts out Cumberland Gap, 39-0. Oliver Springs, a two-touchdown victor over Greenback on the road, 21-7. Meigs County, no problem at Rockwood, 67-21. Ray County defeats Lenore City 41-7. Loudon on top of Signal Mountain 55-21. Anderson County 42, Howard 0. Cleveland outlasts Heritage in OT 35-28. And Alcoa shuts out Pigeon Forge 42-0. We'll head on into Knoxville, shall we? CAK defeated Silverdale Academy 35-0. TKA, that's the King's Academy, defeated Webb School 56-6. Grace Christian Academy, a big win on the road at Notre Dame, 49-27. Fulton, big win over Carnes, 47-7. Campbell County holds on, defeats Gibbs, 41-31, final score. South Dole, a 40-point victory at Sevier County, or over Sevier County, 60-20. Greenville, a shutout victory over Austin East, 42-0. Maryville, after a slow start, rebounds, 28-0 over Bearden. And our scores from our Cumulus Broadcasting airwaves here tonight. First, for the KOC Game of the Week on AM 990, big shout-out to Bron Rise for stepping in for Vince Ferrar this week. Did a fantastic job with Don Mahoney. Farragut, on an emotional night, honoring Eddie Courtney, defeats Morristown West, 45-14. On the FM side, John Wilkerson and Rob Damasus did a fantastic job calling the action of McCauley's 45-31 victory over Catholic. That was an exciting game, two of the top teams in the state of Tennessee. And over on our sister station, Newstalk 98.7, Joel Silverberg, Brian Tatum had all the action. It was all Dolphins Bennett, 46-7, the winner over Hardin Valley. For our entire cast and crew, again, Vince Ferrara, as always, Brian Rice, Don Mahoney, Logan Ward, John Wilkerson, Rob Damastis, Ben Hardy, Joel Silverberg, Brian Tatum, Andy Sellers, Sam Foreman, I am Eric Kane. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, listening to the New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show. Congratulations, everybody. Week 5 is in the books. Continue doing what you're doing to let these kids get out there and play the sport that they love. Guys, can't wait. We'll talk to you again next week. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our complete wrap-up of high school football action with the New Balance Knoxville post-game show. New Balance Knoxville. For premium cushion in every step, head to New Balance Knoxville.